Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Drive-By Truckers are back with us today with a new album called English Oceans. It features a new set of songs from principal writers Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley. The band has roots in the Muscle Shoals area of Alabama, where Patterson's father, David Hood, was a member of the legendary studio band. They are now from Athens, Georgia. At one time, there was a third writing and guitar-playing member of the band, Jason Isbell, who left for what has become a very successful solo career. The new album represents a return to writing for Mike Cooley, who suffered an extended period of writer's block. I started off asking if that was scary to him.
Yeah, it was. I mean, especially when we went to record the last two albums, it got closer and closer to time to start, and I started putting pressure on myself, and then that just makes it worse. So it can be pretty scary.
The only thing I can compare it to is like when you have to get to sleep and you keep thinking about not being able to get to sleep. And, I mean, it must like drive you crazy.
Yeah. It was just kind of a bummer, but I feel like I can exhale.
I guess the other end of that is, wow, what a great set of songs for this. And did they all come at once, or how did it happen?
No, okay. It took. Well, we were off, off of making records for almost 4 years, and it took every second of every one of those 4 years to write those six songs.
That's right. The last two albums were all kind of done at the same time.
Recorded at the same time. Right.
Well, I love this new one, English Oceans, so what do you guys want to begin with?
We'll do Made Up English Oceans, where the title comes from.
Six by nine and counting down, and one after the other, they'll go running up and down the road, angry as their mothers. Over since the sacks of selfishness on Made Up English Oceans, and Made Up English stomach contents tied to senseless notions. By the pride, their hearts are bound to follow their natural fear of anything less manly or less natural. Then gunless sheriffs caught on lonesome roads have lived to tell it how hard it is for meaner men without the lid to sell. It's only simple men can see the logic in whatever smarter men can whittle down to even fit it on a stick and get it stuck like mud and bugs to names that set the standard. They'll live it like it's gospel and they'll quote it like it's scripture. Six by nine and counting down, and one after the other, they'll go running up and down the road, angry as their mothers. Over senseless acts of selfishness on made up English oceans, and made up English stomach contents tied to senseless notions. Real nice and sit up straight and still say their prayers in quiet ancient tones. They're no different than the ones that close their eyes and fall down to the ground and twitch like all their nerves have come undone. So be it if they come to find out feeling good's as easy as denying that there's day or night at all. Till what it takes to feel a thing seems so far out of reach, they just claw their skin and grind their teeth and bawl. Thank you.
Made Up English Oceans, ending up as the title track of the new album by our guest today, Drive-By Truckers. That's Mike Cooley's song and Mike singing. And hey, Mike, what was the inspiration for that?
It's basically it's about using human nature to manipulate public opinion.
Gee, and that doesn't happen too often.
Yeah. It's basically if you know what a person already believes, what they're willing to believe, and what they're afraid of, you can make them believe anything you want. When I started thinking about that, it all kind of goes to Lee Atwater, the political operative back in the 80s, who was an advisor to the Reagan campaign and then ran the Bush campaign of 88. He became kind of an infamous character. And
totally.
He's a fascinating guy. He reminded me of a lot of the other people we've written about and thought about, of like people like Sam Phillips and Rick Hall, these smart Southern guys with a lot of ambition, almost diabolical in their thinking, almost like a mad scientist.
He made that whole concept of doing what you're talking about almost fun.
He got off on it, and he just got it. It came natural to him. It's kind of a science now.
Right.
It's all around us, but it was an innate characteristic for him.
Is that unusual for either of you guys to have a real character at the basis of your songs? Because you paint pictures of characters so really well, and I'm curious if there has to be a real person.
I don't think there's any such thing as fiction.
Uh-huh.
I really don't.
It's all somewhere in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, whether it's a specific real character or someone made up who has elements of real people and people that we've known or read about or been interested in or whatever, you know. And you know, a lot of times I'll write about people who aren't particularly good people,
right.
And or at least not, you know. If you stack up the good and the bad that they do, the bad might way outweigh it. But I try to find that human element that at least makes you able to understand where they were coming from in it, and not to agree with them, but to at least understand where it comes from and why. Because seems like it's easier. Then you know how to protect yourself better too, I think, from it. But you know, it's weird what we were talking about earlier about how the songs sync up, because he had that song and I had the one I'm about to do. And and it's sort of like, you know, after Lee Atwater died, someone else came along and played that part. You know, there became, you know, the Karl Rove character or whoever. And whatever part in politics is being played at any given time, or I guess in life, as soon as that person's gone, you know, and has their big self-destruction or whatever, someone else comes along that does the exact same thing, just takes it to the next level, you know. And so that's kind of what I was thinking about on this one, and which is called The Part of Him.
So they had to reel the poor boy in. physicians were preordained to help conceal his vast disdain to anything that lessened his appeal. His integrity was phoning in, totally Nixonian, honing in the art of making deals.
Drive-By Truckers live in the studio. That's Patterson Hood's tune with the amazing serendipity with the English Ocean. The first one we heard, the part of him, name of the song. Patterson is singing there and playing that funky little K guitar. And Mike Cooley sitting next to him singing also and going around the room. Jay Gonzalez is on the keyboards. Brad Morgan on the snare drum. And Mike Patton playing bass for us today. It's Drive-By Truckers live in the studio. Last time I saw you, Patterson, was with a solo album, and Mike, you've done some solo work. Does doing the solo albums help the band in any way, help you focus on Truckers tunes?
It did me, really? For sure. I hadn't done it. I'd never done much of it at all, and I did more of it in between these two cycles than I ever have, and it helped. I could tell as soon as I got back with the band by just the especially on the technical end, the singing, the playing, the performing, it just makes you better because you're out there all by yourself. You don't have this support group to for the audience to divide their attention among. You know, they actually are looking right at you the entire time.
Good point.
They can scare you to death.
Because you guys usually go back and forth with songs when you play live. Yeah. Are we going to bounce back and do one of Mike's now?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to do?
This is called First Year of Autumn. First air of autumn up your nose, popcorn heavy hairspray, nine pantyhose. Please stand and bow your heads and pray don't get old. Getting there just proves it's nothing but a ball.
pray the horizon never comes. The hearts of the daughters of the men, won by the softness of the sons of woman's hands. We'll leave it up to love, we'll leave it left to chance. Memory only shows the promise beauty broke. Beauty ages in its time. Light attracts the same, you glance away and the glory fades, and being on your arm is lost its shine. School house hallway like a prairie highway sprawls. Drop off spins away the sun. Like eyes that once could cut through candle power on autumn nights. First air of autumn leaves me numb.
Drive-By Truckers are live on the cafe today, and that is my Cooley tune called First Air of Autumn. And, Mike, a lot of your songs, on this album, you pile in the lyrics on, so I want to make sure everybody, I get everything. There's a great description when you talk about First Air of Autumn. It's popcorn, what, and nylon pantyhose?
Heavy hairspray.
Heavy hairspray. Do you work hard on getting those images absolutely right, or is it just off the top of your head as you're thinking?
That one kind of popped right out.
Did it?
It took me a while to figure out where the song was going. Mm-hmm. I'll always come up with some of the lyrics early and work with it for a while before I figure out what I'm trying to say. Once I do that, I'm kind of done.
And where does that, because it seems like the singer is not in high school, but a lot of the images are.
Yeah, it's about people who kind of peak in high school, and this is kind of a more sad portrayal of it. People who can't really get over that. People who it's true that these really were the best times of their life. It's like their life ended as soon as they were handed their diploma.
Absolutely. That's the second to last song on this album. And there's a lot of great songs on here, but there's one called Grand Canyon that finishes up, which is kind of a memorial, it seems, but it's hard to tell.
Right.
Can you maybe explain how the image of Grand Canyon came to represent what it does in this?
Yeah, a few months before we made the record, we do a big thing every year, an annual, we call it our Heathens Homecoming, where we play in Athens, and we do three nights at the 40 Watt and raise money for our pet cause, Nucci Space there, which is an amazing facility. And I mean, it's something we look forward to every year, you know, because it's our chance to play at home. And a year ago, we were doing it, and after the first night of it, Craig Liskey, that's worked for us for 7 years, his official title was he was our merch guy, but he was actually kind of more of our ambassador. He was the guy, he like knew our fan base by name. Like, it's been amazing. He had this photographic memory and was just an amazing guy. And he passed away really suddenly. He had a massive heart attack and died in his sleep the Friday morning of the 3-day stand. So, it was just devastating. And then that following Monday, we had to get in the bus and go on a tour for 2 weeks, you know, with the empty bunk on the bus. And I mean, it was terrible. On the way to our last show, we ended the tour in New Orleans, and on the way driving from Fort Worth to New Orleans, I wrote this song, and wrote it in the back of the bus. Didn't even have my guitar with me when I wrote it. I just kind of wrote it kind of stream of conscious, just thinking about all of it. And then we parked, had to figure out how to play it. But But yeah, one of my fondest memories of Craig, all the 7 years we spent on the road together, was one day we had a day off and we all went to Grand Canyon together, and we just were hanging out there, and somehow that kind of unlocked some kind of memory, and it just kind of wrote itself, honestly.
It's called Grand Canyon.
My dreams, I still can see them. western sky. And I think about Grand Canyon, and I lift my glass and smile. I lift my glass and smile.
Drive-By Truckers with Grand Canyon, a song for Craig Liske, who passed away last year. How old was he?
He was 48.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's really tough.
Yeah, he's a little bit younger than me, so.
Yeah, a lot of things you think about
yeah.
when that happens. Drive-By Truckers, thank you guys so much for.
Thank you for having us.
Stopping off the bus and visiting us.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.